Welcome to another episode of Glitter Hour with Mia Clemencia Fernandez, where we talk about life lessons for young kids today. Hey, Mia girl, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Mom.
We are recording on a Tuesday. This is crazy. We never record during the week.
No.
We have got a special guest today. Do you want to take it away, Mia?
Okay, let's do an introduction because I feel like our worlds are colliding. Atlas, how do we know you?
I am Mia's Tinker Tank junior mentor. I've been teaching her robotics and stuff for a few months here at Tinker Tank.
Mm-hmm. But I do feel like our worlds are colliding because, Atlas, we know you from somewhere else. Where do we know you from?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We both go to a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu class together, actually.
Where, did we meet you first there or did you meet Mia first here?
I met Mia first here when I was a student, actually.
Oh, how cool. Yeah.
The first time I saw you at Jiu-Jitsu, I thought I recognized you from somewhere.
You're right. And it must have been from whenever I come and pick Mia up.
Yeah.
So I spar against Atlas. He's in the adult class with me. And I think sometimes on Sundays when Mia comes to class and joins the adult class, that's whenever we're all training together.
Yeah.
So our worlds are colliding.
Yep.
So Mia, what are we talking about today on the podcast? We have Atlas to talk about Jiu-Jitsu or Tinker Tank?
We are here to talk about Tinker Tank.
Awesome. Take it away, babe.
You started at Tinker Tank as a student, and now you are an instructor. What made you want to make that change, and how did you know that you were ready?
Well, I think it was around in May this year when I was attending a class, and one of the teachers told me, I think I've learned as much as I can, and I'm ready to become a junior mentor when I turn 14.
That's awesome. Did you feel like you were ready?
Yes, I felt like I was ready, and I'm happy I made the change to become a junior mentor here. I've been enjoying it.
And what's the difference, right? So you go from being a student, is a junior mentor, does that mean that you can teach anything or did they start with a specific area for you?
I help answer questions of the students and help them if they have any issues with things. If they need any help with spelling or anything, I'm there for that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's all encompassing.
Mm-hmm. You have kids with different abilities. How do you manage all of that?
Well, there are different courses for different ages. Like on the website we use for coding, code.org, there's a grade level for each course. Mm. So we recommend different things for different ages. And also with 3D printing, anyone can really do it because there are so many possibilities you can make, really anything you can imagine. So that's good for all different age groups.
What's the youngest age that you take here?
We've had, I think, kids as young as grade one here. It's after school.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So if somebody were to go in and start coding at the wrong level and you needed to change it, how would you know?
Well, we'd see if they're struggling with anything or if they're asking for help often.
Mm-hmm.
And if so, we'd give them something a bit easier or give them assistance with what they're working on at the time.
Yeah.
Can you continue to be a student if you're over the age of 14? Do you have to become a mentor or can you continue being a student?
I believe you could become a student, but I felt like I'd learned enough mm-hmm. when I was that age when they asked me if I'd like to become a junior mentor and I took the offer.
Yeah, right.
Tinker Tank includes robotics, 3D printing, animation and coding. Do you have a favourite out of all those?
My personal favourite is the robotics, the EV3s in particular, because you can make so many different things out of them. I've made battle robots, which you use to fight against other robots and stuff. You can also make robots that can do mazes or collect cups and things like that.
You called it an EV3?
Yes.
What is that?
I found it's a model. I'm not exactly sure why they called that, but okay. It's the ones you can like really make anything with them, like battle robots, stuff like that.
That makes me think of Big Hero 6, that movie we watched.
And also in...
Is that what you mean?
It's also really popular because in year three that we use EV3s for robotics.
Tell me what you're doing in year three.
So usually in year three we have a week of robotics. And we had that last week and we used EV3s.
So. Did you feel like Tinker Tank prepared you?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, I'm not usually the person who does robotics, but I have done it and I understand how to code
mm-hmm.
and that really gave me an edge. But also we had a lot of, especially our group, we had a lot of technical difficulties. For example, our robot wouldn't work and we tried everything and then we had to go to year five to get one and that one didn't work. So then finally we got one from year five that did work. So
very complicated. Atlas, do you do anything at home around coding and robotics and these kind of things? Or yes. Is it only here?
Occasionally I have in the past. I've tried a few Python things. My dad's actually quite good with his, a beginner at a few programming languages, so nice. He's shown me a few things.
That's great.
Yeah. I think that was with Lua, I'm pretty sure. It's the language used to code Roblox games.
Oh.
Yeah.
We've heard of that before.
I didn't know there was a different language.
Yeah.
For coding.
Well, Python is one I've heard of. And what did you say, Lua?
Yeah, Lua. Yeah. L-U-A. It's used to code all the Roblox games. Not sure if you've played them before. Anyone so, Roblox? Yeah.
So you're doing that as well. You know the basics there.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's shown me a few things in the past. I've watched a few videos. It helps doing like coding here at Tinker Tank. It gives you like basic knowledge.
Mm. And whenever Mia started here, she was on something called Scratch Junior. And now you've...
Yeah.
Am I saying that right? It was Scratch Junior.
And then once you got old enough, you would kind of go to Scratch.
Okay.
Which is and more advanced.
Whenever you look at Scratch Junior, is that just learning sequencing? Is it learning coding?
Yeah.
What's the...
Mixture of everything. It's like getting you ready to do code and stuff. There's no actual writing. It's like block-based.
Right. Okay. Block-based meaning you drag actions into a sequence.
So it might say small, then big, then transfer, and you might just go, but it's just a photo. And then you just do that. And then if you click on that twice, then it'll small.
You are actually speaking another language to me. That's incredible. Very cool.
How have the things you learned at Tinker Tank helped you in your school or in life?
Well, I feel like problem solving is a good one, and communication in terms of when I became a junior mentor, explaining things to kids and like students, it's helped a lot, like communicating.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Tell me some of the time, give me an example of some of the communications. I assume whatever that previous question that Mia asked about different abilities, I was also thinking about Mia's little brother who has autism and he thinks differently. Really good at building robots, really good at following instructions, but he's just different. So how has your communication improved having all these different abilities here?
We need to be able to explain things to different age groups. Like some of the young kids don't get, with coding, all things need to be either like lowercase or have like an uppercase at the start.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I need to explain that to them, or when they're putting in the passcode to the laptops, a lot of the time they use caps lock. So
of course.
Sometimes it takes a bit to explain to them. And instead of just doing it for them, you want to be able to teach them how to do it themselves for the future.
Yeah, of course. No, you want to transfer that knowledge. And what about problem solving?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of that, like Lego and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like a part may not work in that position or a robot may not drive. You'll have to troubleshoot it, check if all the wires are put in correctly, make sure all the pieces are secured.
How would animation help you in life?
I feel like that's good for your creative side if you're planning to make movies or anything like that.
That's a good point. Mia, tell us about your animation that you did today.
Well, I did an animation with my friend Sophia, and we dropped Legos onto this board and then we pretended like there was a magic wand and then it formed into M and S.
Can you tell me a bit about animation and how it works? Is it just a movie?
So basically there are these images and it's a very tedious process because you have to move it one square to make it actually look like it's walking. And then you press play on it and it looks like your character's just moving and it's actually Lego. You can also do it with clay. You can do it with, yeah.
How many photos do you need to take to make a good animation atlas?
Well, depends how long you'd like your animation to be. I see a lot of ones like, up to 100 frames even, I've seen.
Really? How many pictures do you think you took today, Mia?
I think we did 68.
That's a lot. A lot of individual pictures. I can see
but
why you're
I
saying it's tedious.
I do remember once when I was at a camp at Tinker Tank, me and Scouty, mm-hmm. my friend, we did something like 200 photos and it was so long.
Was that the one where they went into the spaceship and flew away?
No, that was the...
Mia's done some great animations.
It was
animations.
A gardening one. Like,
nice.
Yeah.
Do you like animation, Mia?
Yes, but also technically technically would take two photos to make it actually long because you don't want it to be like...
Too
like
jumpy.
Too quick for the thing. You want it to like look like it's walking because you don't walk like...
Quickly.
Really fast.
That's a good trick. Mia, we asked Atlas which one he liked out of the four things that are at Tinker Tank, but what's your favorite?
Well, I really like coding and animation.
Mm-hmm.
I do like 3D printing. I used to do that a lot when I was just
you did,
started
yeah.
Tinker Tank, but then I started doing a bit more animation and stuff. Mm.
Atlas, you were saying 3D printing is really easy to teach anybody. Why is it so easy? For me as a visual, I feel like I'd have a hard time looking at a 2D screen and building something. Why do you find it easy?
I just find it fairly simple. It's like it's placing blocks into the workspace and like adding negative spaces, grouping them together.
Yeah, right. Maybe you need to teach me how to do this. I'm thinking of whenever we send Mia's little brother in and if he'll struggle.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd be okay?
I think he'd be fine.
Give him a go, right?
Yeah. I have listeners all over the world, so not everyone can come to Tinker Tank. What apps do you recommend to help someone who is interested in this learning space?
Well, for coding, I definitely recommend code.org and Scratch and Scratch Junior. I'd say they're the best ones, and anyone can use them.
What about animation, Mia? Don't you have an animation app?
Yeah, I have an animation app that is basically the animation app that they use here. It's called iMotion, I think.
Oh, iMotion. Is that what you guys use?
Yeah, we use iMotion and then iMovie.
iMovie for the sound effects and anything like that you want to add in.
Okay, but you start with iMotion as the photo taker.
To take the photos.
Yeah.
And then you import it into iMovie.
Oh, that sounds easy enough.
Yeah. It's free on the App Store to use if you'd like to get into animation.
Yeah.
What about robotics? Because with robotics, obviously you can just buy Legos and build them. But if you're talking about the EV models, is that what we would need to purchase?
Yes.
And then is there an app that goes with it to give you ideas? Or how does that work?
So the ones we use here are Spike, EV3s, and EV2s. Mm-hmm. The EV2s are more beginner, like for younger kids. They're two with instructions from memory for each project. And then there's one that just shows you a photo and you have to build it based off the photo. It's like a bit of a challenge, like without instructions. And then you're able to program it from there. But unfortunately, the EV3s have been discontinued.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So there's also Spike, which you're able to get, which you can really make a lot of things with.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'd really recommend.
And then, of course, the fourth aspect of Tinker Tank is 3D printing. And if you want to do that, you got to buy a printer.
And then you got to buy the 3D printer app.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe 3D printing is going to be a hard one for anybody.
Expensive one, 3D printing.
But it sounds like it'd be really fun.
Yes. Do you have a favourite app that you've used?
I'd say that would be Tinkercad for the 3D printing. It's like a 3D modelling program we use. You can really make anything there. Like you can even add text to your prints if you want. Like a project we suggest kids start with when they're first learning 3D printing is to make like a name bag tag with their name on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we get them to add in like a square, then we add like a negative space for the key ring.
Yeah.
Then we get them to add their name of text onto it. That's usually a beginner project. That's the first one I started with at Tinker Tank.
Yeah, right. Do you have lots of 3D prints at home that you've brought home over the years?
Yes, I do have a fair few.
So do we. What's your favorite one that you've ever printed?
I made a treasure chest one time, actually.
Oh, nice.
Like it had a lid and like little hinges in it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That took a few weeks. It actually opened and everything?
Yeah.
The 3D printer could make that.
It managed to. It's a little bit like tight when you open it, but pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How cool that you guys get to experience this.
Yeah, my friends have made like little heart lock things.
They're open.
Yeah, they're open and they're really cool. Me and Nisha tried to make them.
It didn't open correctly.
The bottom of the heart just wasn't there.
Oh, maybe this can be your project for next week.
Maybe.
Sounds good.
Atlas, this has been amazing and so informative. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome, Mia. Thank you for having me as a guest.
Atlas, we can't wait to have you back again.
If you liked what you heard today, please subscribe onto Apple Podcasts or your favourite listening app, and we'd love for you to please rate or review us. We have a website, glitterhour.com, where you can submit feedback and recommend topics for me to cover on a future podcast. As always, thank you for your support.
Nice one, Mia girl. It is time to sign off for another week.
This is Mia signing off. Let's go code!
Woohoo!